Kim Palmer, and I am the press officer for product and motorsport at Aston Martin.
Kim, I'm driving the Vantage S today and then the Virage. Can you start off by telling me the difference between the two cars?
Yeah, so our Vantage S is very much a thoroughbred sports car and sits slightly lower in the range to the Virage, which is our GT sports car. Slightly larger and more designed for touring. Vantage is much more sports orientated.
The sort of target audience that you'd be looking for then for these cars, who are they in this country?
It's a range of ages. The Vantage certainly appeals to a younger generation, while the Virage will be slightly more mature, and generally to wealthy, successful businessmen and women, and people that have done well, that want something that is sporty, hand-built and crafted in England, but also something that's understated and beautiful.
And isn't it the beauty about these cars? They are handcrafted in England. That has got to be one of the biggest selling points about this brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Vantage S here that we're standing next to will take about 185 man-hours to build. So an awful lot of effort and time goes into each car. They're also designed here in the UK in our dedicated design studio. So it's very much remains a British product.
If you had to choose, and I know you probably won't choose, if you had to choose between the Vantage S and the Virage, which would you go for?
That's an interesting question. I think they both do different jobs. So the Vantage S, if I wanted to go for a real country fun drive, I'd take the Vantage S. But if I was driving down to Monaco to go and see the Formula One race, I would take the Virage.
Kim, I can't wait to get inside both of these cars. Thanks very much indeed for talking to me today.
No problems at all.